Page 220. Flood of Fire. As a member of the British forces during the First Opium War, Kesari watches Captain Elliot and Commodore Braemar officially claim Hong Kong Island for Queen Victoria.
Next morning, their detachment was taken to Hong Kong by a steamer. Disembarking at the eastern end of Hong Kong Bay, they marched up a hill to a stretch of level ground. A tall flagstaff had been planted there with the Union Jack fluttering atop. Several other squads had already mustered on the ground and were preparing for the ceremony. Kesari spotted the regimental colours of the Royal Irish, the Cameronians, the 49th and 37th Madras. The Bengal volunteers were placed next to the Madras sepoys to the rear of the British squads. After taking his position at the head of the squad, Kesari took a look around. He saw that a large group of civilians, mainly British, had gathered on the far side of the ground. A still larger crowd, composed of local people, had collected higher up the hillside. Then Captain Elliot began to read from a sheet of paper. "The island of Hong Kong, having been ceded to the British Crown under the seal of the Imperial Minister and High Commissioner Keshan, it has become necessary to provide for the government thereof, pending Her Majesty's further pleasure." Captain Elliot looked up at the assembled soldiers and civilians. "God save the Queen." "I, Braemar, Commander-in-Chief, and Elliot, Plenipotentiary, by this proclamation make known to the inhabitants of the island of Hong Kong that the island has now become part of the dominion of the Queen of England, by clear public agreement between the high officers of the Celestial and British courts, and all native persons residing therein must understand that they are now subjects of the Queen of England, to whom and whose officers they must pay duty and obedience."
Amitav Ghosh, Flood of Fire, 2015.